Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, fantasy freaks and geeks and fantasy novelists. This is your boy, the Guru, back with you for week 3 fantasy waiver wire goals. Sorry to not be with you last week as we was preparing for the onslaught of Hurricane Florence here in the Carolinas. And yes, while it was bad, thank the good Lord above, it was not as bad as it could have been. But I'm glad to be back here with y'all. And I hope everybody's doing good in their fantasy season as we're going into week 3. For the record, Guru, I'm in 2 weeks, my main league, my league of record. I am 1-1. I won in league 1, but lost in a close battle in week 2. I have a few players that let me down, but my team defense. And I have noticed in my league of record that the other teams have stepped up their game, and I have to give them much kudos as they are coming for the Guru, and I said, bring it on. So we're heading into week 3, and what we're going to be looking at is waiver wire goal, but first, we'll look at some of the news. As big news is, the Cleveland Browns traded ultra-talented Josh Gordon for a late-round pick. But while he may be talented, very troubled young man out of Baylor, hopefully by going to New England, like them or not, give the devil's due. They know how to get the best out of players with Belichick, and then he's going to have Brady. So it's going to be interesting how this turns out. Also, talk about Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is on a roll right now, ladies and gentlemen. Their fantasy expectations is out the roof. You never know. We are talking about Tampa. They are hit and miss. Yes, they have been NFC champs before, but we don't know what the road is going to hold. They got a tough matchup coming up this week. But we also thought that last week, and, well, they've been roughshod in both games. Who could have thought in week 1 they was going to have a track meet with New Orleans at New Orleans? But what I am looking forward to is the game Thursday night, Cleveland. Has been a surprise for me this year. They are very competitive. They tied Pittsburgh in week 1. They had a chance to win the game. Their second-year kicker missed a game-winning field goal. They also lost late to New Orleans. And they could have won if their kicker had not missed the field goal. So, speaking of kickers, they released him and they signed a rookie. But let's get real quick. Do you have any questions Our call-in number is 929-477-1273. We also have the chat board that we'll be taking your questions on. Again, that call-in number is area code 929-477-1273. And on this waiver wire goal, that if they're not out there in your league, I would grab them, stash them on your bench, or some of them could be impact players for you as of right now. And I'm talking about all positions, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, kicker, team defense, and also IDPs, individual defensive players. I'm going to be giving you all the dish on them this week. First, let's talk about quarterbacks. I'm just going to hit three of them real quick. If they're out there on your league, grab them. Coming number three, Andy Dalton. Cincinnati is playing Carolina this week. Carolina's defense is a puzzle this year. They kept Zeke and Dak Prescott in check in week one, but in week two, they let Matt Ryan and Atlanta Falcons offense of Calvin Ridley, Julio Jones, Sanu, the rookie Ito Smith, and Coleman running back, run all of them, Austin Hooper, their tight end, OJ Howard, but he's in Tampa Bay. But so we don't know which Carolina defense you're going to get. So Andy Dalton could have a day against them. The running game, running defense, not so good this year for Carolina. I don't know what's going on. Coming in number two, we have Blake Bortles, Blake the Snake of Jacksonville. They have a matchup right here. Let me look at it real quick. Jacksonville is going up against Tennessee. This looks like it can be a great matchup for Bortles. His wide receivers are okay, D.D. Westbrook. In our scoring league, they are – D.D. Westbrook caught four or five passes for 83 yards and a touchdown against a good Patriots defense. Now, their cornerbacks are iffy right now, but it could be a good matchup for you if you're streaming quarterbacks like I'm doing. I'm another league. I'm in a public league, Yahoo, competing against people I don't know. I stream quarterbacks and team defenses. Now, in my legal record, I stream defense, team defenses, and kickers. Oh, speaking of kickers, Dan Bailey was signed by Minnesota, who waived their kicker. That's all I'm going to say about that right now. And coming number one, the aforementioned Ryan Fitzpatrick of Tampa Bay. He's playing lights out through two games. And I know some of y'all may have drafted Jameis Winston in the late rounds of your draft, hoping when he comes back, he would come back with a chip on his shoulder because he was suspended for the first pregame. Well, as of right now, the coach said they're going with a hot hand, Fitzgerald, even though he's still got one more week. Fitzmania is running wild in Tampa Bay, and he's going against Pittsburgh. So this could be a good matchup this past Sunday. Well, let's look back. Against Pittsburgh's defense, week one, they was lit up 41 points, I believe, by Cleveland. Week two, 35-40 points by Kansas City and the gunslinger Patrick Mahomes. So Blake Bortles, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Fitzmania, may light it up again against Tampa Bay. Running backs, I'm going to go through four of them real quick, actually five. Austin Eckler, Los Angeles Chargers. In their last game, the Chargers was blowing them out. Melvin Gordon had his points, his touches by halftime. He didn't play in the whole second half. Austin Eckler took over and had a strong week. You can count on that again as the Chargers are playing phenomenal. Javarius Allen, Baltimore. He is a goal line beast, and he's getting better every week. Coming up back from suspension, Aaron Jones, I drafted him in one of my last couple picks in my league of record. I believe he will be a strong back as he performed good last year. Give it a couple weeks, though. He's a good stash on your bench if need be till they work it out after a couple weeks between Williams, Montgomery, and Jones. But I see Jones overtaking the running back position. Corey Clement, Philadelphia. Yeah, people think against the, oh, he's going to take it. Well, you had Westbrook and Jay Ajayi. Injury, don't know if he's going to play. Corey Clement played good in his absence in week two when he did not come back out. It covered in Deborah Wood. Giovanni Bernard, their Cincinnati Bengals running back. Mixon is out 2 to 3 weeks with an injury. If I was a Mixon owner, I would grab the handcuffed Giovanni Bernard. He'll be a good fill-in for Mixon while Mixon is out for 2 to 3 weeks. I believe I was reading. Wide receivers, DeSean Jackson, one of the prime recipients, Fitzmania in Tampa Bay. Lights out, have long bombs in each of the game. With Ryan Fitzpatrick, DeSean Jackson is going through a resurgence of his career. Coming in number two is John Brown, former Arizona Cardinals. He is in Baltimore. He is lighting up. Yes, I know. Oh, man. Michael Crabtree is the number one in Baltimore. But John Brown, to me, don't look like a wide receiver, too. He's more like a 1B, as Crabtree is a 1A. And number one is Keelan Cole, Jacksonville. He has stepped up with an injury going down Jacksonville in week four of the preseason. He's took over the number one wide receiver. Ed Jekyll, it is his to lose. It's pardon the Jones, folks. And talking about tight end, Will Disley, Seattle, coming in number three. If you got to see any of the Monday night game against Chicago, yes, I know Seattle lost. But Disley is a beast. I know he may be a rookie, but he is a beast. Grab him if you can in your league. If your league does have tight ends, my league record, we do not have the tight end position. But Disley is a beast. I'd put him on your – if you're not going to start him, put him on your bench. Use him as a bye week player and then have him as a dynasty pick. If that's how much I like this kid. also number two, Ian Thomas, took over for Greg Olsen in Carolina. This kid is got the potential to break out this year with Olsen being injured. Yes, I know Olsen is not on the IR. He's going doing rehab to get through the injury. Ian Thomas, as right now, he's a starter in Carolina until Olsen gets back, and he might be. He was drafted, honestly, in my opinion, to be a replacement for Olsen when Olsen does retire. Hopefully, it's not for a few more years. Hopefully, injury bug is gone after this year so he can get healed up and we can have him grooming Ian Thomas to be the professional that he is. Coming in number one is Ben Watson, New Orleans. They're playing Atlanta this week. Yeah, I know that in just two games so far, he does have luck, 63 yards, 64 yards receiving. But that doesn't mean to sleep on Watson. He had his best career stats with Drew Brees a few years ago when he was there. So, you got weapons galore. If Atlanta tries to shut down Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, a rookie to be watching out for, if Atlanta's defense tries to shut down New Orleans' offense, too many weapons, Michael Thomas, the other wide receiver, I'm drawing a blank right now. If I wasn't trying to think of it, I would, but Kamara. So Thomas could be due a breakout. Kickers, Fairbairn. I'm trying to pronounce the first name. I'm just going to leave it out for a while. But the Fairbairn, the kicker, Kansas City, good bet this week as they are playing the Giants. Dan Bailey, a good pickup this week. He's coming back, one of the most accurate kickers in the NFL. He's with Minnesota. Got a good matchup this week. And then Sam Ficken is my number one. He takes the place of Greg Zuehlin. And for the Rams, he looked great when he filled in for Zuehlin at the end of 2017. Zuehlin did finish suffered a groin injury prior to week two. So you do have three good kickers that are available in your league. Defense, special teams. I look for Carolina to bounce back against the Bengals this week. Dallas Cowboys, they're playing Seattle. Could be a toss-up in my opinion right there. And number one team out there, in my opinion, Cleveland Browns, that defense has come along great. They are rebuilding that team. And I'm excited about Cleveland this year. I'm not going to say they'll come out win eight games, but six to me is a good possibility for this team to come out and win six games this year. They already got a tie. They tied Pittsburgh. And if their kicker hadn't missed that game-winning field goal, they could be 1-0-1 or 2-0 at this point of the season. Folks, we're going to take us a quick break, and we'll be back to look at the waiver wire goal for the IDP. We'll be back after this quick break. Welcome back, Fantasy Freaks and Geeks and Fantasy Football Novelists. Again, our call-in number is 929-477-1273. If you've got any questions for the guru, I'll be glad to answer them. Next up, we are looking at individual defensive players. Waiver wire gold pickups. The first that I've chosen is I'm going defensive linemen, linebackers, and then defensive backs. The first one, defensive tackle, Larry Ogunjobi. I probably butchered that last name. If I did, I do apologize. Defensive tackle, Cleveland. He has had two great weeks to open the season. As what usually happens in these situations, I expect him to get double teamed more frequently, which would bring down his numbers, who has been astronomical starting out in the first 2 weeks. When you're playing against budding superstar Myles Garrett, that will be difficult for teams to double team Larry on a constant basis. So, rest of this season, you can plug him in the whole week. A reliable defensive tackle one, defensive line three for rest of the season. Defensive end Taco Charlton, Dallas. Yeah, I know some people that was real big on him last year, but there is a learning curve coming from college to the pros. He's been a whole lot more improved this year, and with teams focusing much more attention on DeMarcus Lawrence, Charlton has been awesome charging the quarterback's blind side. Randy Gregory is out, so as long as he is out, Charlton should continue to get a high volume of snaps. And with the Seahawks on the schedule, I hate to say it, but it's going to be a long day for Russ Wilson. I hate to say it. Okay, looking at linebackers, Darius Leonard, linebacker, Indianapolis. Hopefully, if you saw the way he played in week one, you scooped him up for week two. If not, he's still out there. You will be lucky if you grab him. If you do pick him up, he had awesome numbers last two, 15 tackles. And it's not going to come out. He is a legit linebacker one moving forward and current front runner for this year's top fantasy rookie IDP. If he is available, you should target him. Reuben Foster coming back from suspension. Everybody knows how he was. Roquan Smith. This player, Roquan Smith, made a phenomenal leap, in my opinion, from week one to week two. Yes, he has Khalil Mack, so he's got somebody to learn from. I can see this guy, Roquan Smith. I watched him at the University of Georgia. He was a beast there. You're starting to see it in the pros. He's going to make more strides as the season goes on. We're getting low on time, 4 minutes. I'm going to jump ahead to defensive backs. Dante Jackson, Carolina. Yes, he did have a hamstring tweak, but by all reports, he's good to go this week. He fits the bill of what a fantasy analyst typically look at quarterback. He's a rookie playing opposite of a solid cover guy. Therefore, he has been getting targeted a lot by quarterbacks. Yeah, and despite grading out poorly against the pass, he's actually been quite a solid in run defense, and it's been allowed him to capitalize in this opportunity and pile 11 total tackles in 2 games to go along with a forced fumble and an interception. You can continue to plug and play him in quarterback required leagues until the wheels fall off. He is that dependable. Ricardo Allen stepped up for Kenny Neal, went down with an ACL, torn ACL last week in week one. He stepped in against Carolina, and he had 5 solo tackles, an interception, and 2 pass defenses. He is looking like the pickup in the Atlanta secondary right now. He's definitely a top 30 defensive back. Real quick, since we still got all the time, I'm going to give you an extra bonus. Justin Simmons, Denver. He had an interception record and led the team in tackles. He is being consistent through the first 2 weeks. I'd grab him. Another linebacker to look at is another one in Atlanta, Devontre Campbell and Duke Riley. With Deion Jones out for at least a majority of the season, the question will become which linebacker would step up and assume some of the vacant production. Campbell stayed on the weak side and played every down, racking up 9 total tackles while Rowley playing 87% of snaps. Also racked up 9 tackles. There is value in both of them going forward. And with both players rotating as the lead producer, and while Jones is out, I consider both them linebacker 2 options going forward. We're coming on our last minute and a half, folks. But you have a chance to pick up any of these players before the game starts tomorrow night. Put them on your roster and get ready for them to score you some points and hopefully put another brick in that walkway to a championship. Remember what I've said. The draft is where you put the foundation, but the waiver wire is where you build to a championship. You always got to be active on that waiver wire. You got to do the digging, do the research. I'm here to help you. But we're, like I said, we're coming down to our last 50 seconds, folks. I want each one of y'all to get a championship. Have them bragging rights for the next year to your next season. But good luck this week, folks. We'll see you back next week of Week 4 when I have Week 4 Waiver Wire Gold. This has been the Guru signing off. Good luck to you. And let's go fantasy football. Like, we'll see you again next week, folks.